This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Time, the end of a really big week here, so we got a call. We're scrambling a little bit at the last moment. Dr. Oz would like to come on today. Certainly, always we're happy to hear from Dr. Oz, but particularly yesterday we had a good analysis by Ryan McKenzie, Congressman McKenzie, about Medicaid and the breakdown on that, who determines who's able-bodied. And I think some Republicans are asleep. I'm glad Dr. Oz is not. That this is an all-out assault to paint this bill as just throwing people in gutters and hoping they die. When really, what we have going on here is a scalpel approach to making Medicaid better. So Dr. Oz, who heads up Medicaid, Medicare, will be here at 12:30. Stacey Garrity, who I dearly hope runs for governor, is the treasurer now. We'll be here at 2 o'clock. And Henry, you weren't in. Pete of Chicky and Pete's will be here at 1 o'clock. It's Crab Fry Day. That's always the big thing. He's not in studio, though. No crab fries. They're hard to get through the end of the show without touching. And then, you know, they're pretty potent. You don't want to be talking and eating down a whole thing of crab fries. But they do a lot of great work for the FOP. They're supporting them with a lot of money today. And if you're anywhere near Chicky and Pete's, all right, are you closer to a Starbucks now or Chicky and Pete's? I think in the Philadelphia area, it's pretty close. All right. And I'm set tonight introducing Joe Conklin in Wildwood. Second time around, it was the Keswick. Now it's at Wildwood High School. Looking forward tonight. Do you ever have that, too, when you've already seen something and you're really fired up about it? See it again, and you're bringing a bunch of people? So I'll give you the reviews on Monday. I'm not sure how many Conklins are in it. I know it's not double figures, but it approaches double figures. That's how good they are. Okay, let's start, though. Newsweek columnist today says we're entering the one-year period. Do you remember where you were? It's not like the Kennedy assassination, thank God, given that President Trump was hit and not killed, only by the grace of turning his head, the immigration thing, etc., given the lackluster of the Secret Service. So he does an interview about the occasion. This will be cut 13, youtube.com/1210WPHT for the Laura Trump Show. But before I play you that, this Newsweek column says what I said to Zelina Zito. That was a great interview with her this week. The book, she's a heck of a journalist. She's inside it. The Great Revolt, her original book, that captured Trump. Trump says she knows me better. I know myself. She knows MAGA better than I do. And she does. But I think, I wouldn't say we joust it, but we went back and forth a little bit. Because I said, for any number of reasons that I'm going to list, when you get shot in that dramatic of a manner, you go off the stage with the blood coming down, the award-winning iconic photo, you would think unity for a bit. You would also think you got a pretty clear path to the White House. I think some people are not remembering this. It was a blip. Now, you could say, what are the reasons? Well, media bias. The media did not do what they would do if this were a Democrat president. Also, Joe Biden, not too long after that, was out. And that kind of subsumed it. But they then the media started, well, these were only fragments that hit him. Yeah, you try getting hit in that type of situation. Let's see what you do. And the way that Trump handled it, and that Zelina talked about, joking with her, maybe not joking, sorry about that interview. You know, I was indisposed as he goes off with this. Why did that not reverberate? I'd hate to be on the other side and your opponent gets shot. You know, sympathy go out, bravery. It was an iconic moment. And instead, it did not determine. It did not determine the election. By that, I mean, it was only a blip on the screen. Maybe that's why 1 year later, we're paying attention to it more and talking about the significance of it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Here's what President Trump said to Laura Trump, cut 13.
Well, it was unforgettable. I didn't know exactly what was going on. I got whacked. There's no question about that. And fortunately got down quickly. And people were screaming, and I got down quickly, fortunately, because I think they shot 8 bullets. And one got me, and one got another one, and one got another one, and one killed Corey, the firefighter, great guy. And, you know, we had a tremendous, massive crowd. Tens of thousands of people were there. And our sniper, within less than 5 seconds, was able to get him from a long distance with one shot. If he didn't do that, you would have had an even worse situation.
All right, so that's President Trump remembering. He says the Secret Service just had a bad day. I'm not happy with the discipline of the Secret Service. I think it should have been a lot more. I don't understand why some people were not fired. All right, here is John Kerry of all people. Here's Lurch. This is cut 9. As anniversary is coming up, he was talking to the BBC, and he was talking about the border. John Kerry and illegal immigration. Listen to what he said about what Trump has done.
We have a system, and the president, I wish President Biden had been heard more often saying, I'm going to enforce the law.
If Donald Trump were out on the veranda there, looking out over the sea, and he turned around and came in this room and said, there you are. I was right all along. That's what he would say.
Well, he was right. The problem is we all should have been right.
John Kerry, you're not digging yourself out. You admit it that he's right. You know, don't look the gift horse in the mouth. Trump praised Fetterman yesterday. I'm tired of people telling me at events or all around, oh, this is a con game with Fetterman. Oh, I think Fetterman is saying what he thinks on these issues, like we need ICE. We need to go after people here illegally that are committing horrific acts or potentially doing that. It doesn't mean we're going to elect him or that we don't know what his politics are on many things. But you can acknowledge it because it helps us. Stop with the, it's a con game here with John Fetter. I don't care what he thinks he's doing. You're not conning anybody. All right. Now, something closer to home. Stacey Garrity's going to be here. We talked yesterday about Dan Muser dropping out of the governor's race. Well, now, the parents of Ellen Greenberg and, Henry, I'd like to get, he's evergreen. I'd like to get the guy back on. We had the attorney on. I'd like to get him on Monday for the Greenbergs. Because he was very detailed, very calm, talking about what happened. Now, this is the story of a teacher who allegedly committed suicide, where it's believed the angle of the wounds and the types of wounds and all that stuff. No way. And you probably know, if you listen to my show, that intimately involved in this and making decisions about this whole thing was Josh Shapiro. That's why it's really big. Well, here's the breaking news. As they vie to reopen the case of her suspicious death, ABC News Studios, Ellie and Dakota Fanning and Blackfin are launching, I think it's a three-part series on Hulu. So this has made it to a national forum investigating this whole thing. And I think one of the reasons is it's an awfully suspicious case. It's a brutal case. The parents, God bless them, have been dogged in continuing this, and they have the resources. They have great attorneys. And who is a central figure in this, allegedly, not following through on this, allegedly, Josh Shapiro. So that's why this whole thing is a big deal, a real big deal. I don't know that I have the times. Let's see here. This is the latest to be investigated true crime documentary series for Hulu. I'll let you know when the date. Three parts will follow the family's 14-year quest to find out. I didn't know it was 14 years. I've known about this for a while. But 14 years? Wow. We'll update you when we see the time and see all that. And again, Josh Shapiro is going to have to be answering questions about this when he runs for president, which he's been running since grade school. All right, let me give you the side question. Dr. Oz today at 12:30, we'll talk with him about Medicare, Medicaid, etc. And particularly, let him give you great detail on how Republicans ought to counter the nonsense that's out there. McKenzie had it right yesterday. I asked him, the congressman, who is it decides if someone is able-bodied or not? Isn't that the key thing? They ought to be talking about this more. It's state by state. They have a metric. If they say you're able-bodied, you're able-bodied. That's Josh Shapiro. It's his administration. They'll get to make these determinations. So what are we talking about? We're throwing people off Medicaid only if they're able-bodied males, certain age groups, who refuse to volunteer or get a job 20 hours a week. 80 hours a month. I don't think you have to do them. You can do them all in 2 weeks, if you want, somehow or another. So why are we saying they're going to make a judgment to just throw people off Medicaid? A, you won't be thrown off if you comply. B, the states are the ones determining who's able-bodied. That's the bottom line. All right, side question. After the show yesterday, Henry told me that today is the day that To Kill a Mockingbird dropped, the book. I thought, we've done the book thing, we've done all that. I'm a huge fan of the film. And one is kind of a throwaway line, or maybe it's not. It shows the agitation of this white woman who's an alleged rape victim by a black man. And she's saying something, she's kind of mumbling. And I didn't even know what the word was the first time I saw it. It's like a chest of drawers or whatever being broken up, and it's a Schiffer rope. Well, the way she says it and mumbles it, then she says, a Schiffer rope! Just jumps out at me. We are looking for a scene that jumps out and maybe a catchphrase that goes with it. Now, you're not going to win for you can't handle the truth. First of all, because I don't think that's the phrase. It's ordering the code red. But try to pick one and tell us why every time, you know, you're waiting, the film's on, maybe you're running out the door, but the film's on, and you got to see that one little sequence. It might be a sentence. It might be one word that you have to see. Henry, what's yours?
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah,
yeah, I had to do that.
If
we weren't going to take Nicholson and a few good men off, I had to take them off in The Shining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That scene alone, I mean, just shows the horror in Shelley Duvall's eyes as he breaks down the door. All, you know, it's
that
all kind of culminating.
Though.
Yeah, that catchphrase of "Here's Johnny," you know, Johnny
Perfect.
Carson coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah, perfect. So. All right, so there are a lot of them. Sean, do you have yours yet? You need some time to think.
No, I got one.
Actually,
one of these movies is actually one of my all-time favorite movies from the Scarface movie. And my favorite scene is, "Say hello to my little friend."
Beautiful.
And that's one of my all-time favorite scenes, all-time favorite sayings. And I still do the same sayings currently up to this day.
Yeah, I think so. It is rated in the top 100 lines by the film people. All right, so it's 855-839-1210 at the end of your call. Where were you that day? Ro and I were in Gettysburg when Trump was shot. We were wondering why on a Saturday, it's like 4 o'clock, we had gotten back from the big tour of Gettysburg, relaxing at the bed and breakfast where there are bullet holes from that day. It's part of the authenticity. The charm of it. And Dan is calling, and I think I was taking a shower, and Ro comes out. Dan's called several times. Well, what the heck on a Saturday? What the heck's going on? And here, he's telling me that President Trump was shot. I think we knew pretty well by that point that he was okay. And by an hour or so, we knew the iconic nature on the stage and the whole thing. And immediately, we said, you know what? Some of those secret agents, service agents, don't look to be in too good of a shape. And they're too short. You can't be short. You got a guy 6'3". You got to block the bullet. How's someone 5'6" going to block the bullet? Jump up and down constantly?
Big vertical.
Yeah. We want some 7-footers around him so he gets hitting in it, you know? All righty. Hit us with all that. 855-839-1210. Dr. Oz coming up at 12:30. And at 2 o'clock, Stacey Garrity. So we're loaded up today. We'll get the winner of the week for a $50 gift card to our buddies over at Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in this weekend. Has anybody seen the Superman movie yet? Do not. But if you have already, give us your review. My buddy Chris Tremaglia writes at the Washington Examiner. Is Superman the immigrant? Is he going to rescue Lake and Riley? Rachel Morin? Oh, that's right. Illegal immigrants killed, raped, and savaged both of those women. Yeah, but what? They shouldn't have been here. And it brings up the broader question. Democrats now are poised with this. I put it up on Twitter, getting a nice response. They're arguing people didn't vote for mass deportation. I would argue Trump said it 100,000 times. Were you thinking he wasn't going to do that? Did you vote to deport people? You saw the situation in California with ICE yesterday, a marijuana field. And you have unaccompanied minors there, apparently working marijuana fields in California. And a big resistance when ICE came in to do their job. I think it's not a huge majority, but it's in the 50, 52, 53, 54 percent of people do say yes. They did vote for this. All right, let's go to Big Al in Mullica Hill. Big Al's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Al.
Hey, Dom. How are you? I voted because I voted, and I say yes. But what I was going to say, with all the stuff that's going on with ICE today, why don't they take a page out of Florida's book and do what that police chief down there said, the county police chief, in reference to how they were going to deal with issues like this. It's going to be interesting to see, they're protesting outside Alligator Alcatraz, but right. There's no violence yet, because they right. know exactly what's going to happen to them if they do this in Florida.
Well, we have the one guy who looks like he shot at them in California. There's a $50,000 reward for his apprehension. So, yeah, I take your point. They're getting more violent all the time. They are having their heads. They're going to get away with it.
I'd round them up, surround them with National Guard or whatever, round them all up, prosecute all of them, and if they're illegal, ship them out.
Yeah, well, we did vote for this. I mean, Democrats can play with this all that they want. All right, Al, what's your answer on the side?
Make my day.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, that's... we're looking to not just memorable, the line, I get, but kind of explosive, kind of that it's point. I'm not saying it has to be violent, like here's Johnny, but man, I think this is dirty pool. I don't know if we can take marks because I happen to think it's one of the five best scenes and lines in cinema history. Henry probably thinks in his own mind, Goodfellas is not a great film. But yeah, it's only that means The Bronx Tale. He must think the same thing.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, that's it.
All right. I know the scene, though. Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok and stuff.
Greg Stocker, you just have to put this on the producer test. You got to have seen The Bronx Tale, and particularly this scene. This scene has everything you need to know about life in it. It's got the Hell's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the line, and it's got what happens to the Hell's Angels. I feel as I'm sitting there, it's the Bronx. I'm watching South Philly. That's it exactly.
Interesting. All right. I'll give it a watch. Yeah. I don't know why. I just don't really watch a lot of mob movies. I don't know what it is.
It's I would say the mob is part of it there of a sort, but it's more about a coming of age film and how he comes to see the father's more right than these heroes in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And you'll see what happens to the neighborhood boys. Not mob, just the wrong stuff.
Okay. All right.
Mark in Wilmington. Hey, Mark, welcome in. I don't know if we can take this call here. It's a pretty dirty pool of you.
Why? Because I picked the top five of all cinematic lines.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just having a smart day. You got me on a good day.
Okay.
But now that you summed it up about as well as anybody has. It's iconic. It tells a story that everybody can understand. And so anyway, as soon as I heard what you were asking for today, I'd
say. Yeah. So Chaz Palminteri's character comes in and says, all right, one beer. That's all you guys want. Of course, these are the Hell's Angels. They start squirting at guys, knocking guys around. He coolly walks to the door, locks it. And they're looking at him. Why is he doing that? And he goes, now you just can't leave.
And I saw the light drain out of their eyes.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Mark. Henry, you got to watch that. The whole, you know the scene, but I mean, all right. So well played.
I'll move it up the list.
Okay. Now you just can't leave. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. Not only that, then after they get thrown out of the bar, the neighborhood comes in to tune them in. And that's exactly what would happen in South Philly. You're not walking into those places and saying, yeah, we're going to rough you up and all. Suddenly, out of nowhere, come 1,000 guys. All right, 855-839-1210. That's the side question today. Big Al in Mullica Hill on the situation with ICE. Yeah, it's getting worse all the time. We played you montages of what they're saying about ICE, and Democrats are helping to provoke this. Here is a little bit, and I may cut this, Henry, in the middle, but here's about 90 seconds of Democrats demonizing ICE agents.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified. This is not the 1930s.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
This is Gestapo-like behavior.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets.
When you compare the old films of the Gestapo grabbing people off the streets of Poland. It does look like a Gestapo operation.
You posted on social media that, quote, ICE is acting like a terrorist force.
ICE agents, they are coming and kidnapping and disappearing people on the streets of the United States.
But this terror campaign of having masked people rolling up in vans, but we also have to talk about the agents.
We got the idea because Dr. Oz is in the on-deck circle. Dr. Oz with us to talk Medicaid inside the big, beautiful bill and the aftermath of it. He's next. Big issues, big guest. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big issues, big guests. Dr. Oz back with us. Dr. Oz, now the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And Medicaid has become a bigger issue than Medicare or anything else. Let's go to Dr. Oz here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dr. Oz, welcome in. When you were asked to take this job, did you think that Medicaid would be... I've been calling it the third rail as we went through this. We know Social Security and Medicare, you can't fool around with the media will come after you, and you even know that as a candidate, right? But Medicaid is morphed into the biggest thing out there.
It has become a big problem in our nation, but it's also become an existential crisis to taking care of those of us who care about the most vulnerable. Because if you look around the country and try to take care of the children and the seniors and the folks with disabilities, you have to have a social program that works for them. And Medicaid has been that. As it was originally crafted 60 years ago this month, it has always provided that service. But it had 11 million people on it back then. We've now, at its height, got it up to 94 million people. And much of that done by allowing able-bodied individuals to join the program, folks for whom the program was not originally designed. And so the real opportunity that the president has been pushing for is to ensure that we protect Medicaid. We're putting $200 billion more into it. People don't, on the other side of the aisle, don't think that's, that's enough or counts. They're just completely disregarding the good we're trying to do. But more importantly, we're trying to reorganize the incentives in it to make it so that if a governor and a president want something to happen with the program, that thing happens. And what's happened with the shenanigans in Medicaid is what the governor spent half their time doing is trying to figure out ways of getting extra money from the federal government without chipping in at all. And that creates perverse incentives. Now the states don't actually care about protecting the financial viability of these programs. And I'll give you a good example, Dom. This is going to frustrate a lot of the listeners, but it's the truth. Work requirement is something that is essential, as described by every president in the last 50 years. To a strong welfare program, to a strong foundation of any kind of effort to do good for those of us who care about the vulnerable. And so if you're actually going to look at work requirement, honestly, here's the real test. If someone was living in your basement and was watching 6.1 hours of television or just hanging out a day, which is the number, by the way, for able-bodied people on Medicaid who don't have jobs, then you would say, well, get off the couch and go out and try to get a job or volunteer or get educated, engage the community. That shouldn't be controversial. The vast majority of Americans think that's the right thing to do. It's actually the right thing to do for the person as well. They do better if they get off their tail and go try to make themselves better, prove they have agency in the world around them. But in the modern
environment, it's become an untouchable issue. You can't push people to go out and get a job. Well, we're doing that. We're saying we're going to build a mechanism to figure out if you're trying to get a job or engage the community by getting educated or volunteering. If you're not doing it, we'll help connect you to the places that might be able to use your talents. You've got twice as many jobs as Americans who seek them. So there's lots of opportunities for you to be able to participate in the world around you. It's better for you long term. It's better for society. Why is that controversial? Why does it get people so angry? Here's the reason. They argue no American's going to take that deal. They have so little confidence in the American people. They think they'll just stay at home and keep watching TV. I know, I think you do, most listeners, that we have confidence in the American people. You give an American that deal, they say, geez, if you got a job that I might be able to do or I might get educated and improve my lot in life, I'll go try to do that. And thank you for giving me free insurance in the meantime. That's the deal we're offering, and that's the deal most Americans are going to be happy with.
So well put. You know, I hope we're going to be running ads and you're going to be featured in them. I had a congressman on yesterday, made the point here in home territory for you, Dr. Oz, in Pennsylvania, saying that, well, the states are the ones that determine who's able-bodied. So it's not like you and the Trump administration are rounding people up or are not able-bodied. That would be Josh Shapiro's administration. They determine they're able-bodied. There's a lot of people that can work.
Not only is that true, but it's also a burden on the state, and they don't want that pressure. So we came into the equation, and the president said very early on, I want to love and cherish Medicaid. He used those words. For both Medicare and Medicaid, by the way. And so we said, we'll help. I know that some states are better able than others. I think Pennsylvania is very well equipped to be able to build out the simple tools to determine if someone's trying to engage the community. But in case you're having trouble, we will come in and offer our expertise. We're going to share best practices. We'll even do some of the work for you if necessary. And we even have this $50 billion rural transformation fund that we can use to help parts of Pennsylvania, for example, that are that are being potentially left behind in advances in healthcare, just to make sure they stay up to date as well. So we have the tools to do this, but sometimes the states pretend they don't have the willpower. I really do believe when push comes to shove, Josh Shapiro, the rest of the Democratic leadership within Pennsylvania are going to agree that it's best for the state to get people to engage their communities. They'll welcome support from the federal government if it's needed, but they could probably do it without us, and that would be even better.
Absolutely. Now, am I right? This does not kick in until when? January 2026?
No, much later. They have 18 months from the day,
months.
A year
okay.
and a half. And then, this is important, if for whatever reason Alaska has trouble doing it, we have the ability to give up to two more years of leeway, but you have to be trying. If you're efforting this and doing your best to get this work requirement testing up and running, then we'll give you even longer. And none of the changes in this bill that affect hospitals and any other part of the healthcare system financially really kick in for another 3 years. So you have a long window of time if you're in the healthcare sector to adjust. In fact, this rural transformation fund, the $50 billion, we can start giving that away this year.
Okay.
So what the president said was, we'll give you the money now. Make the changes we know have to happen to make healthcare healthier and better in America. Because remember, the number three cause of death, Dom, in America, number three cause of death is a healthcare error. We can do better.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Under this too, Dr. Oz, the states are allowed a certain error rate, right? But if they exceed that error rate, they don't get certain funding? As far as giving out benefits.
It's become widely known that many states don't even bother submitting data. They don't check it. They don't care. They don't comply with any of the rules. It's a partnership. The state puts up, let's say, a quarter of the money. We put up three quarters of the money for all of the Medicaid services provided in the state on average. Now, all we're saying at the federal government level, and remember, I'm from Philly, right? So I understand what it's like to be living in Pennsylvania, but I think if it is Pennsylvania, it's a good deal. Pennsylvania puts up a quarter, the federal government puts up three quarters, most people will take that deal in a second. The only thing we ask is that you be a good partner, be aligned with us, try to do the right things. Instead, states cheat. They say, you know what, we got this little game, so, you know, legalized money laundering, basically, that's it's legal, but it's not right. But we can get more money from the state without putting any of our money up. Now, listen, you might think it's a good idea if it only happens in Pennsylvania. I'm here to tell you, I've looked at all the numbers. Every state's trying to do it. Well, if every state cheats, then you're getting cheated, too. The taxpayer, when they pay their federal income tax, end up paying for Mississippi and California and New York. That's not right. You should be paying for Pennsylvania healthcare issues.
Now, this is your main purview now. Anything else in the big, beautiful bill, though, that you want to tell us about a particular importance?
Well, I think it allows us to do the technological modernization required for healthcare in America.
Okay.
We have lapsed. The healthcare system is not efficient. It's probably 40% the efficiency of the average business in America. And that means to make up for that, you've got to throw money at the problem. So we spend 3% more per year on healthcare than we do any other part of the average part of the economy. So it ends up chewing up a lot of the profits of companies, people, restaurants. You know, employees have to pay higher taxes. And the president has been arguing that if we make this system efficient, if we align incentives, everybody benefits. I've looked at the numbers. He's right. This bill lets that happen.
Dr. Oz, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you, particularly when it's something like this that's going to help a lot of people. Thanks, Dr. Oz.
God bless you, Dom. Take care.
All right, Dr. Mehmet Oz here on Talk Radio 1210. Good stuff. And we're honored when they call us. They called us today when the White House calls and says, hey, I'd like to put Dr. Yeah, we want to hear Dr. Oz on this. He's right on top of it. I just want Republicans to be out there running more ads, putting more money into this. Ryan McKenzie was great yesterday. Dr. Oz was saying the state determines the able body. But if they're not doing that, the federal government can help with this. You know what's happening with this. It's ridiculous. Now, when they say 6.1 hours on TV, you know, give or take, that's within the frame of error. So it's only 5.9. Why is the media not reporting? They're not going to report this. They want you to believe. And look, some of these Republicans who face election are scared to death. I've told you that. Because they know the game the media is going to play with this. And the feeling will be you're just throwing people off that can't work and are going to die. That's what they believe. You just heard, into the weeds, into the details on this as best we can. And it's pretty obvious. Republicans, though, just have to be all out selling this right now. Doesn't kick into 27. So how are Democrats going to play this with the midterms? They're still going to play it. They're going to come up with examples of people who knew they were going to be kicked off and the trouble with that. They'll go with anything on this thing. Medicaid, and you heard the figures from Dr. Oz, 94 million people. They've made this into something you just can't say anything about without the tripwires going off. I would argue it's the new Social Security, even worse. Any mention of this. Now, the upside on the other side is these are able-bodied young men, middle-aged men, who are just refusing to work and are getting insurance. You heard the metaphor he used. That's the fact. Can you win the war, though, given the media? That's where the battle always comes in. All right, 855-839-1210, coming to you on the side question. And in addition to everything else, we have, I want to play you Jessica Tarlow yesterday. She was on, not The Five, another Fox show. And we asked this question. We had a caller about the attacks on ICE agents. Her argument is Trump supporters are going to say they didn't vote for mass deportations. I'm saying Trump voters did vote for that. So did a lot of other people, African-American voters, others that are harmed by mass illegal immigration. Now, it's not 70%. It might be 55, but that's still 55 to 45 that are in agreement with it. Here's what she said. Cut 16.
They need to cooperate with ICE to hand over people who have been convicted of something. I'm not talking about crossing the border as something that is convictable. I'm saying that if you commit a crime, once you are on U.S. soil, you should be turned over to ICE. And I think that's an easy exchange. And that's what people voted for in November. And you would have a much stronger case against the overreach that we're seeing in terms of what ICE is doing now that is not commensurate with what the American public wants. They didn't vote for people to show up at Home Depots. They didn't vote for people to show up at immigration courts. They didn't vote for the fact that there's new data out from Cato that 65% of the people that ICE has taken into custody have had.
Okay, let's underline there. Now, write this down when you hear that an acronym. Cato. Who are Cato? Well, Cato are these people that pretend to be conservative. They're really libertarian. There's a difference. And they, like the Wall Street Journal at another level, they're all about cheap labor. They're cynical. I mean, in theory, A lot of us could be labeled libertarian, keep the government out of our lives as much as possible, small L. No. These are more the party types. And part of it is no borders. That's what they believe in. So you know why she's smart, why she's citing Cato, because Cato has this veneer of being conservative. It's not. I told you what it is. And it is pro-illegal immigration. No, Cato libertarians. Americans did vote. These are people usually insulated from it. They voted to stop this. And by that, it means not just people that committed horrific crimes. Those were going to be the first layer. It means any number of people, 20 million, 25 million, are in the game. It's a close call. Do Americans still support that? I think they do. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Updates, and this gets kind of messy. Let me see if I can give you the blow on the Epstein files. So, Laura Loomer, who is problematic, as you know, I don't know how you feel, but that's the way I feel, jumps into the ring earlier this morning and says there's a lot of daylight between Dan Bongino and Pam Bondi on the Epstein release and non-release. And that so bad that Bongino took a day off after this, so livid with it. Now, Todd Blanche, one of the president's main attorneys, who is now involved in the administration, says, I work closely with Patel and Bongino on the joint FBI-DOJ memo regarding the Epstein files. All of it signed off on the contents of the memo and the conclusion stated in the memo. The suggestion by anyone there might be any daylight between the FBI and DOJ leadership on this memo's composition and release is patently false. All right. So what's happening here is there is a rift. It's obvious to me. And how will this be settled? Well, I would bet Bongino does not stay. He's going to be forced out. Probably can't put up with it, maybe. Pam Bondi, I still think the president supports. I don't see anything happening there. But I do think, as much as I like Pam Bondi, that statement on Fox, she should have gone back. Yeah, it was hard at the press conference and say more clearly, look, slow it down, a few more sentences on it. Here's what I meant by that. Here's what I was doing. There are some people, Liz Wheeler, who's a right-wing influencer, saying that she was at the White House when they put out that preliminary report. Remember, so much of it was redacted. They brought in the influencers. And she thinks that Pam Bondi just got wound up in wanting to get this stuff out there and be part of it and show that she was getting to the bottom of this. And she went too far in what they actually may have. All right. The negative here is the division that's going on there. The media is going to play more with that. And again, releasing some of the other documents that I'm told they've had, particularly the stuff in Miami, the guy that really brought him to justice. There's material there that I think could be released. Now, their argument is the more we release, the more you're going to move the goalpost. I get that. But as it stands now, I just am not thinking this is sufficient. Are people going to just let it go? Somewhat. I can tell you, we didn't lead with it. We didn't talk about it because it's fading a little bit, but it'll ebb up again. That's what's going to happen here. And this Laura Loomer involved and the stuff going on with Bondi versus the FBI, particularly Bongino, is not good. So we'll know over the next week, 2 weeks, if this just simmers into the background with everything else that's going on or whether it flashes again here. All right, you heard Dr. Oz. I'm really happy that the last 2 days, Ryan McKenzie, Dr. Oz, even more detail today. Republicans, though, have to get this out there. They have to launch a massive ad campaign. I know, as he said, it doesn't kick in really to January 2027, but the media, and again, it's a combination of ideology and just not being very good at what they do, not really trying to drive to get the details of this, I think more Americans than not believe that you're really going to throw people off Medicaid that are worthy. I don't think that's what's happening here. It's the same thing with legal immigration, though. You know, there's going to be a case or two around this that they're going to center on versus the millions that are out there that are creating difficulty. Okay, Pete of Chicky and Pete's with us next. They do a great job. It's Crab Friday, a big holiday in Philadelphia, and they contribute the money to the Fraternal Order of Police. So he'll be with us. Stacey Garrity will be with us. And you know what's happening there is Josh Shapiro, someone who can be beaten. Well, I mentioned the Greenberg case. We're on it. It'll be on Hulu. We'll try to get on the people that reported on this, investigated it, and where do they come down with the involvement of Josh Shapiro around this? And if you can imagine, the parents are dogged on this. It takes a lot to continue this, to keep this case alive. But Josh Shapiro doesn't come out so well in this, at best. And I think that's one of the reasons why when you examine a case, we hope to get the attorney back on. When you examine the case, hard to believe she would have killed herself in that manner. It just doesn't match the forensics of it. And I think that's why Hulu is going with it. By the way, note of pride, you know, Dr. Oz calling in today, and I've already thanked Dan and Henry. I thank you, too. Out of all the talk shows in America, talk show hosts, particularly local and all that, talkers just this week ranked this show number 15. And that's the right up there with only one other right in front of me of all the local shows in America. The others are all syndicated. So we can take down those syndicated shows. I mean, what do they have going on? They certainly don't beat us with producers.
Hell no.
No, that's exactly. I've worked some of them. They just pushing the buttons there. We don't do that here. All right. So thanks to listeners on that. It is quite an honor. Coming up, Pete of Chicky and Pete's. But your calls, I know a lot of people pen up, want to get in. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.